Welcome to The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. This podcast is brought to you by Historians Connect. Historians Connect is a nonprofit organization with a mission to bridge the gap between African American history and culture by preserving the legacies of African Americans, debunking myths, defining black excellence, while rewriting the narrative of African American history. If you tuned into the show to learn a new and different perspective on black history, you're in the right place. This is not America's founding fathers' history of slavery and oppression. We're changing the culture by changing the narrative, educating listeners on various aspects of black history spanning from ancient African history to current day events affecting communities around the world. Empowerment through cultural education. This is The Coin, Black History on the Other Side.
Welcome back to Season 2 of The Coin, Black History on the Other Side. I'm Brittany Wilkins, your host, author, Black History educator, and founder of Historians Connect. Today, on Columbus Day, a day marking Christopher Columbus' arrival in the Americas on October 12, 1492, we delve into an intriguing chapter of history in our most popular series, They Came Before Columbus. In this episode, we explore just a little bit the presence of African Egyptians in ancient America before Columbus's voyages. While the Middle Passage is a well-known narrative, there exists another historical thread revealing Africans' journey across the Atlantic long before. How do we know this? Through extensive archaeological research uncovering artifacts with Negroid features and characteristics reminiscent of African identities. Archaeological expeditions in Mexico began in 1938. Dr. Matthew Sterling led a team from the Smithsonian Institution and National Geographic Society on an expedition to Tres Zapotes, an archaeological site in the Gulf of Mexico. This expedition was inspired by a rumor that Mexicans had discovered a colossal stone head in 1858. Further exploration revealed not just one, but numerous similar heads buried beneath the earth. The team's meticulous digging operations unearthed astonishing artifacts, reshaping our understanding of ancient civilizations in Mesoamerica. These artifacts, often referred to as Negro heads, were crafted by ancient engineers from basalt, a challenging rock to carve, but this intricate sculpture standing at 6 feet high with a circumference of 18 feet and weighing over 10 tons showcased remarkable craftsmanship considering the absence of modern technology. It is important to note that the term Negroid may be considered insensitive today, but it was used and it is being used just for historical context purposes due to the different time eras. But intriguingly, 14 years before Dr. Sterling's expedition, Danish explorer Frans Blom and American anthropologist Oliver Lafrange discovered a massive stone protruding from the ground at Leventa, an Olmec archaeological site in present-day Tabasco, Mexico. Dr. Sterling, comparing these findings with his team's discoveries in Tres Zapotes, found significant similarities, including domed helmets and distinct Negroid features pointing to an undeniable African presence. The La Venta expedition yielded four remarkable stone figures, each displaying vivid Negroid characteristics. Notably, some of the heads had carved out teeth, a rarity in American art. One of the heads, measuring 8.5 feet high, featured earplugs with crosses carved into them. The largest, standing at 9 feet, was equipped with a speaking tube, serving as an oracle, a talking god. These heads, all facing towards the Atlantic, wore foreign headdresses resembling those of ancient soldiers, providing compelling evidence of African influence. So there's history within history, and there's history that has been buried. But over time, due to the shift in the earth and due to archaeological studies, it has begun to rise again and unveil itself. And we owe immense gratitude to archaeologists like Dr. Sterling, as well as present-day scholars who tirelessly uncover these hidden chapters of history. The revelation of our African roots in America before the slave trade is a testament to the rich tapestry of Black history. By embracing our heritage and exploring our roots, we can cultivate a deeper understanding of our past. While we may not need to physically dig into the earth, we must dig into our shared history, amplifying lesser known narratives and reshaping the traditional understanding of Black history. Join me in uncovering this different side of Black history. Share this podcast and let's march together. Illuminate the culture, one Black history lesson at a time. More to come from this series. They came before Columbus. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Coin Black History on the Other Side podcast. Learn, explore, and create history with us. Visit us on the web at www.historiansconnect.org. Remember, a people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. Stay connected to your roots.